You're listening to 2 Cents Podcast.
And welcome back to the third, I think this is the third episode of the 2 Cents Podcast. Thank you for continuing with us. Thank you for coming back after two episodes. It's September 16th. At least that's when this video came out. So thank you so much for watching or listening to us here on this day. I hope everyone's doing great. Again, as with the other episodes, this episode is also recorded, pre-recorded. So I'm recording this on June 3rd, and you're seeing this on September 16th. So a lot of things can change, just in case something has changed. If you see me, you know, maybe the world's different and I'm a little bit too cheery, that's because of that. Again, this episode's recorded a lot ahead of time, so I don't know a lot what's going on in the future, but I do know what's going on right now. And what is going on right now is the third episode. I know, it's the third episode of the podcast, and we've done great so far. And actually, here's a little side thing. June 3rd is when the pilot episode came out. So I just dropped the episode today. Within the first day, we already are doing great. The network liked it. You all liked it. So thank you so much. We're going to continue doing more episodes. We are good to do our 32 episode. I think it's 32 episodes this season. So you're going to be with us until May, which is great and crazy for me because it's like a year from now. But anyway, like I said, welcome back. Thank you all for coming on and continuing with us. We have a lot of stories. We have three stories from the Confession subreddit, which we're going to get to in just a bit. But let's take care of some stuff. Like I said before, a huge thanks for the pilot episode, for the response to that. You all liked it, so we thank you so much. The network liked it, so thank you. We want to remind you also, if you want to submit your own stories, if you have your own confessions, you want me to react, you can drop it down below in the comment section. It's going to be there. It's going to be the first link. Or one of the first links, you can do that. You can also, down below, submit stories that you find online. So let's say that you're on Reddit, and you find a story, and you're like, Jose's going to have fun reacting to this one. Send it over that way. You can submit it to that Google form as well. So you can submit your own stories, or you can submit other people's stories that you find interesting, and we can react to it on here. But also, down below, is going to be a link to follow us on our social media. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, we're also on Discord. I think it's going to be on there as well. So you can join our Discord. It's a Discord for the network. You can join us and then just follow us along on the 2 Cents channels. You can also submit stories there if you want. But yeah, let's get into some stories, I think, because I don't know. I don't have anything else. I'm just, at this point, I'm just blabbing. Yeah, let's get into some of the stories, and we're going to get into those stories in just a bit right here. We'll get started with the first story of today's episode. We'll be right back. And thank you for continuing with us. We're continuing on with another story here. But today we have, like I said, we have a story from the Am I the Asshole subreddit. I know, it's shocking. I forgot I had this, actually. I thought we had only confession stories, but I guess we have confessions, Am I the Asshole, which is great. It's fun. And Am I the Asshole is my favorite one, just because it's always, like, crazy. But yeah, let's get reading this Am I the Asshole story. And this one is by Immediate Phrase. Okay, so the title is, Am I the Asshole for Agreeing with My Daughter? It is weird her friend's mom has access to their conversations. Interesting. My daughter is 14 years old and has a friend, Chloe. She and Chloe have been friends for a little over a year now. Chloe's mom, Gina, is someone I considered pretty strict. I wasn't aware she'd check Chloe's phone, and I know a lot of parents do this, but I found out a few months ago through my daughter that she responded to Chloe's phone, through Chloe's phone, to Chloe's friend, including my daughter, or to Chloe's friends, including my daughter. Interesting. It is never anything overkill, just Chloe can't talk right now, she's busy with homework or whatever. I thought this was odd, but I didn't say anything to Gina because that's her life and her business. Yeah, very true. It's her daughter. She can raise her daughter the way that she wants. But let's keep reading into it. Maybe this might take a turn. I got a call from Gina earlier this afternoon. She was pretty pissed off and told me that my daughter was rude. I need to start monitoring what she said, etc. I asked her what exactly happened And she said, my daughter gave her an attitude via text. I was still very confused and asked why they were texting. Gina became exasperated and snapped through Chloe's phone. I told her I called her back and asked my daughter specifically what happened. My daughter willingly showed me that her text. She had texted Chloe something. Gina had responded using Chloe's phone, saying Chloe was busy. My daughter replied asking, when will Chloe be able to talk? Gina told her, when she's ready, stop texting her. My daughter replied, you don't have to be so rude. Gina said she wasn't being rude. My daughter said, yes, Gina was, and also called her a weirdo for using Chloe's phone. Oof. This is getting intense. I told my daughter, next time, just don't engage. I did also say it wasn't kind to call someone a weirdo and not to do it again. But that I also understood her frustration. I didn't punish her. She seemed receptive to the talk, and I left it at that. I called Gina back and told her, and I spoken to my daughter, and I handled the problem. Gina started ranting that I needed to monitor my daughter's phone, and had I seen some of the things she talked about. She started on crushes, rant on teachers, saying that there were times my daughter badmouthed her when frustrated, and I said that's all fine. I'd rather her have a safe space to vent with her friends. After all, she's a teenager. Gina kept pressing on the issue and what would be done. I told her nothing. I spoke with my daughter and handled it. Gina said, but she insulted an adult. I told her I handled it, but my daughter also didn't say anything that wasn't true. Gina was acting like a weirdo. Now Gina is angry with me. My daughter doesn't care that I said all of this. However, my husband thinks that I shouldn't have said it, and it didn't solve anything. And Gina can parent how she wants. I said I never commented on Gina's parenting until she tried to undermine and insult mine. Am I the asshole? Okay. So it looks like, from what I'm reading, it looks like this woman, Gina, monitors her daughter's phone, like looks at her messages and everything. And I feel like that's a little bit of an invasion of privacy. I mean, they're only 14 years old. So, I mean, it's young. So it's good that they're looking at who they're texting. But I feel like if she doesn't like what a friend is saying, that's not Gina's problem. That's Chloe's problem. And Gina should be tell Chloe, hey, your friend shouldn't talk to you that way or whatever. But I mean, they're just talking about, you know, bad teachers, crushes. And it's not like anything bad. And stuff that regular teenagers talk all the time. So I don't feel like there's anything bad with that, but it is really weird. But let's see what the comments say. So this first comment comes from Dense Island 5120 and says, not the asshole, but truthfully, Gina is psycho, weird, and seems obsessed to punish your daughter. Your daughter may think she has a safe space with her friend, but Gina can manipulate what your daughter is saying. Gina can also impersonate your friend or your daughter's friend and have her expose something personal. That's also true. Unfortunately, I wouldn't let my daughter be close friends with this person. This is a big liability for your daughter to go to Gina's house, text her friend when the mother is constantly monitoring with psycho intentions. Well, that's true. OP then responded, it seems like Gina isn't going to allow Chloe to talk to my daughter anymore via text anyway. My daughter feels confident that they could still talk about school. So hopefully that'll cut cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs out of their lives. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty true because she can manipulate the daughter to kind of like not, you know, or like do stuff. Like, do you tell her like, so tell me what you like, all this, like tell me personal stuff. And she thinks that she's telling that to her daughter or to her friend, but it's not her friend. It's actually the friend's mom. So that's crazy. I do feel like adults should not have conversations with children. And this is literally the clear example of this happening. So yeah, definitely don't let your daughter talk to, I wouldn't also let my daughter talk to them to do text. Like, it's better talking at school because then they can see each other and then they know they're actually talking to that person. This next comment comes from Heather M74 and says, not the asshole. I agree you handle it well, but also aren't we as parents encouraged to monitor our children's phone and internet usage? I am not going to fault her for that part. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, that's a lot of parents do that. They do that. But I think this is a little too extreme, though. They went on to say, I never check my kid's phone unless they have broken my trust in relation to it. Out of four, now 26, 2018, and 16, I only felt the need with my oldest over something I found out he sent a girl and things he was looking up online that were completely inappropriate for a 14-year-old or anyone. No, I'm not a prude. I monitored her for a while and he earned my trust back. Never had to check another phone yet. I would like them to have their privacy as long as they aren't breaking local, state, or federal laws. Yeah, because if they're doing everything, I would give my kids privacy unless they're breaking laws, obviously. But, like, the girl, in this sense, Gina is actually not looking at her phone because the daughter's breaking privacy. Like, Chloe's not doing anything. And then the daughter of the OP is just ranting about crushes that they have, talking about teachers. So it's not like any, they're not breaking any laws, they're not doing anything bad. So there's no need for the mom to really check their phone. I think this is a little bit too overprotective of the mom and needs to give her daughter the privacy. The OP then responded to the previous comment saying, if I had a reason to check, I would. My daughter and my daughter is aware of this. Yeah. As of now, she doesn't show any signs of willingly coming to me about anything. She even shows me the things people have sent her that are troubling. Boys asking for things they shouldn't be at that age. Oh my God. So I trusted her. If she did something to lose my trust, it's different. It'll be different. I don't know if Chloe did something for Gina to monitor. That's their business. That being said, even if I were to monitor my daughter's phone, I absolutely would not message her friends. That's where the weirdo factor comes in. Not the monitoring, but the talking to friends. Yes. Because, like, my parents checked my phone every once in a while. They would, like, randomly check my phone. And it would be times where they're like, oh, let me check your phone. And it wasn't, like, something where, like, we're checking your phone tomorrow. It's, like, really in the moment. It's like, let me check your phone. And it wasn't just because they didn't trust me. It was just, like, because random checks, right? And it was just to make sure that I'm being safe, that I'm not doing anything wrong. But they never texted my friends on my behalf. You know what I mean? Even though, like, before I had my own phone, I used my mom's phone to text my friend. And my mom never texted my friend, right? Like, I don't think they ever texted each other because that's weird. And so that's the weird part about this story is that Gina is texting on behalf of Chloe's phone, making the daughter's OP think that it's Chloe. So that's a little weird. You know, that's a little weird. That's not what a parent should do. So another person said, both Mud 4362 said, not the asshole, but if Gina's mom phones again to complain about your child, do not engage in a way that will draw out the conversation. Something like, I will parent how I see fit, as you do with your child. I don't appreciate you getting more involved than you already are. I believe in fostering a self-reliance that it will aid my child in becoming a strong, independent adult, not policing their every action for any minor slight of infringement. That's not how the real world works, and I'm not conducive to a health emotional state later in life. Gina's mom sounds like she needs a slap before Gina runs away for food and goes NC. But anyway, no, that's true, because if I think right now what the mother's doing is kind of pushing her daughter away, in the sense of, like, she's basically saying, I don't trust you, let me do the thing. And so I think that's a little bit misleading for the daughter, because it's basically Gina saying, I don't trust Chloe. And, you know, that gets a little difficult. And I feel like that should be something that's talked between the two of them. And then it's not really talked to within the two of them. They should really figure that out, because it could definitely get, like, you know, muddy. Like, it's crazy. But I feel like that's the thing. There's not an issue with her checking the phone. It's the texting on behalf of the daughter. Right? But, like, a quick text just, like, saying, oh, she can't talk right now, I think that's okay. I wouldn't be an issue. But it's the other part. It's a little bit weird. But, yeah. Anyway, we're going to reset. We're going to come back with another story. Again, not the asshole for that story. That was definitely weird for Gina to do that. We'll be right back. And we are back with another story. This is the second story. This is a confession story. So let's get reading this one and see what happened in this one. This is an interesting one. So we're at story two now. We're halfway through the podcast, I guess. So this next story comes from Nairvet. I hope I'm saying that right. It's N-A-R-N-A-I-R-V-A-R-T. It comes from the confession subreddit, and the title says, I lied to get revenge on a rude passenger, and when I walked around, I still think about it. Interesting. Passenger? Interesting. Let's read it and see what they're talking about, because this is pretty interesting. I have a little secret. I have never told anyone. I'm not telling stupid or even funny, but it makes me feel guilty. I travel a lot, sometimes for work, sometimes for holidays, and I fly so often that I occasionally recognize the same flight attendants on certain airlines. They probably don't recognize me, but it's not really important. One thing I've noticed at airports is people queue for up to 20 minutes before boarding even starts. Yeah, I think I do see that with people, like, you know, getting ready to start boarding. Since I travel a lot, I usually just sit and wait until the crowd thins out. No rush, no holding anyone back, just avoiding the unnecessary stress. Interesting. One day while I was waiting, I noticed a middle-aged woman aggressively pushing her way through the queue, claiming she'd been there first. Picture this. Fake blonde hair, Louis Vuitton bag, a chin held high like royalty, shoving people aside without even saying a sorry or excuse me. Sadly, not the first time I've seen this type of entitlement. But what really got to me was when she used her foot to move a child. Oh my God. Probably 6 to 7 years old, out of her way, like he was some sort of inanimate object. That stuck with me. Fast forward to boarding the plane. Guess who's sitting in the window seat I specifically paid for? Oh no. The kid? No, who is it? Is it the kid or is it the woman? I don't know. I didn't want to cause a scene, but I calmly told the flight attendant that she was in my seat and that the lady was being difficult with me. Before the attendant could even say anything, the woman exploded, accusing me of lying, yelling, and that she got there first and nobody told her otherwise. I just stood there with a confused look and letting her dig her own grave. She kept escalating, eventually insulting the flight attendant and making threats. Making threats on the plane? In the end, she was escorted off of the plane. I'm sorry. Like, she did this all for nothing? I was like, she wasn't getting in trouble. Like, I'm pretty sure where the story is heading, the person who wrote the story was lying. And, like, this woman just exploded and got herself kicked off of the plane. Like, he just wanted her to move. And she got herself off the plane. That was hilarious. I'm sorry. But there's a thing. Oh, the story continues. She was escorted off the plane. People actually clapped. Oh, my God. People actually clapped. But there's the thing. Or the story continues. But here's the thing. I lied. I lied. I never interacted with the lady. Oh my God. I just wanted a small, pretty bit of a revenge for the way she treated the child. Yes. I didn't even think about that. Yes. Because now she got kicked off the plane after she kicked the child. Clap. I don't have a clap. Oh my God, no. No, no. I don't think I have a clap. No. I don't have a cup. Okay. Anyway. And now I can't stop thinking about it. I know people have bad days. Maybe she was going through something awful. But because of me, she missed her flight. And I happen to know she had to wait 2 whole days for the next one. I don't want sympathy. I'm not looking for validation. I just needed to let this out. Maybe now, when I walk around thinking about it, I feel a little higher or feel a little lighter. I mean, he did it for the kid. Like, he literally did it for the poor kid who got kicked because the woman was like, you know, I don't know, Starbucks in hand. I was here first or whatever. And, like, she wasn't. Like, she just felt entitled to do that. And this is what you get. Okay. That's what I think about it. So I think it's not bad. I think, to be honest with you, it's kind of funny. I will never do that, too, because you got lucky that she got herself kicked off. You just wanted her to move seats, right? Because she was in your seat, right? That's what I thought, right? Let me just make sure I'm reading this right. Anyway, one day when I was waiting, blah, 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 blah. That stuck with me. Fast forward to boarding and playing. Guess who's sitting in the window seat I specifically paid for? So the OP specifically paid for the window seat, and she sat in the window seat. All I'm saying is, she's in your seat. I would also be like, hey, I paid for that. I wouldn't even probably, to be honest with you, I wouldn't even talk to the person. I would just be like, they're my window seat. And more probably I would ask the person, be like, oh, you're my seat. But like, if I saw the person sitting in my seat kick a child, I would definitely just be like, they're in my seat. And then, yeah. You got lucky that she reacted this way, because this went in your favor. She got kicked off the plane. She got what she deserved. Karma is a... what's her name? Like JoJo Siwa said, karma is a... That's what I'm going to say. Karma is a... Anyway, let's get to the comments. This comes from Calm Grocery 7394. And they said, like, she reacted how she chose. Exactly. If you had ever lied about me, I would have just smiled and moved whilst quietly letting the attendant know we've never interacted. Then I would have gone home, put a single strand of my hair into... What? Then I would have gone home, put a single strand of your hair. Then I would have gone home, put a single strand of your... Okay, I'll get it now. Then I would have gone home, put a single strand of your hair into my cauldron, mixed with the piss of a fox, a toenail of a scubby man, and then cast a spell on your soul. But at last, she chose to be ridiculous. That was a good comment. That was an extra good comment. That's a good way to react to him. That's a good way to react for it. Because you're like, you're choosing the high road. And this person, like, the lady literally just freaked out. That's crazy. Another one by Training Fox 4108 said, I wouldn't feel too bad since she was in your seat. Yeah. And she had to do, all she had to do was acknowledge it and move. It seemed she caused her own problem by being nasty. Let your guilt go and don't ever do that again. Yeah. Definitely, because she was in your seat. Now, you should have talked to her, but she also was in your seat and also acting. Because if she's capable of kicking a child, you know, I don't know what she's going to be doing to you. Anyway, someone replied to them saying, honestly, do it again. absolutely, please do it again, another person said. So someone responded to them saying, Spyin' Ryan 4 said, honestly, do it again. And then someone said, Timely Variation 7378 said, absolutely, do it again. So everyone's agreeing, just do it again. It's karma. Speaking of karma, someone else did mention it. Unlikely Impressed 553 said, satisfying karma. Yes. She was going to blow up anyway. By the sound of it, sometimes people need a little reality check. Yeah, she looked like she was about to blow up, and she did. Hypertensation 123456, it's an awesome name, said this: the woman clearly had a plan to steal the seat already. She was going to be difficult with you. All you did by lying was save everyone the time she would have wasted yelling at you. Surely she missed her flight, but maybe some other passengers made the connection thanks to your efficiency. Yeah, made their connection. Yeah, that's actually pretty true. Dry Cabinet 1737 said, yeah, there's no way she's moving without a fight. You just caught her with an element of surprise. Yeah, I don't think she was going to move. I definitely don't think she was going to move. So you definitely just like, you definitely did the right thing, I think, because I definitely did not think she was going to move because she was, you know, kicking a child outside. So like, if she kicks a child, she's probably going to kick you and do something else to you, because she's not going to go. She felt entitled to, you know, go up to the line and be like, I was here first or whatever. And then go up to the line. And then now cut in front of everyone. Take your seat that you paid for. That was sure as hell was not on her ticket. So she got what she deserved. Karma is a... But yeah, so that's all I have to say. That's what she did. She caused her own karma and she caused her own demise, I guess. Anyway, we're going to recite here and we're going to get to the next story. It is a confession story and it's, I don't think I'm going to get to the other side of this pregnancy. Ooh, interesting. We're going to have to see what they mean and what's going on right after we come back from this break. We'll be right back. And welcome back. We're continuing on with the podcast. We are on our third and final story of this episode. This episode flew by so fast, I think. Anyway, thank you for continuing with us again for this episode, for the other episodes, and for just being with us here in general. Make sure to also leave a review of what you think about this podcast. We want to hear your 2 cents. I'm giving my 2 cents, but I want to hear your 2 cents. I want to hear what you think about this podcast. Do I need to improve? Am I perfect just the way I am? Let me know. Anyway, this next story is, I don't think I'm going to make it to the end of the pregnancy. Oof, interesting. I don't know what this is about, but let's read it to find out why. Maybe they have a good story. Maybe they have a good reason. So let's read it and see what's going on. So this comes from Confession Dottie. That's the name of the person. It's from the Confession subreddit. And the name of the person who wrote it is Confession Dottie. So, the title says, I don't think I'm going to make it to the other side of this pregnancy. Ooh, interesting. Currently, 23 weeks, father left me and my 2-year-old when I was 8 weeks. Oh, wow. That took a turn. I knew I shouldn't have kept the baby. My mental health had been declining heavily since day one, and I've sought out every support available. I'm scared, and I know I won't make it another 17 weeks. Oh, wow. Yeah, this is a little interesting. Sorry, let's keep reading. I just thought I'd write a little update and clear up some things, but firstly, thank you so much for everyone who commented and for the support, advice, and guidance to me. Abortion isn't an option at this point. I'm from Ireland, and they don't do it after 12 weeks, but I've also seen him, named him, and have his bedroom nearly ready and feel him kicking every day. The baby isn't the issue. Adoption also was never an option, and I wouldn't go through this hell just to give up the gift at the end. I have been to every support, hotline, friend, family, crisis center, and made it clear to all my doctors that I'm struggling. I've never tried medication, and I honestly made things worse. I've also tried natural remedies and supplements. The pregnancy has been tough from the beginning, and I think I am just at my wits' end with it. I thought it would be easier, but it just seems to get harder. I'm functioning. I'm get up every day with my toddler and do everything in my power to make it look like everything is normal. Both my kids have the same father, and the relationship was incredibly abusive. Oh. On top of my horrendous pregnancy symptoms and anxiety, I'm dealing with that relationship that ended only 15 weeks ago, and the smear campaign and lies he has spread about me. It seems like the stress is just always coming at me from every angle, and I'm not getting any type of break. Oh my god. I read all the comments, and I've seen a few who suggested an early induction. I had a C-section with my first, but I think that was an amazing suggestion. I think if I just keep telling myself they will section me early, that it will help me through the next weeks. I wouldn't suggest it yet. If they say no, that's my lifeline gone. Thank you again to everyone who commented, and hopefully this update cleared things up for everyone. Okay, so we got an update and the original story. And it's interesting to see. Okay. That's a hard story, because you're, at this point, you're a single mother now, and the father of both your children left you. Because you had a child already who, I think you said 2 years old, right? Let me see. Oh, yeah, 2 year old. Father left me and our 2 year old when I was 8 weeks. So 8 weeks going into this, you were abandoned with your child who was 2 years old, and the father of that 2 year old also left. That's bad. I feel like that's a little bit mean of him to do that, because like, if he didn't want to have the child, he should have done something about it. He could have wore the protections that you need, bought you the protections that you need. It is Ireland, so I don't know how it works over there, but and so, I mean, it's his fault for doing the dirty, I guess. But I mean, I don't know. This is a very hard story. Let me read some of the comments. So the first comment comes from Jaded161 and says, please contact your doctor and let them know. They will help you with available options and resources. Also seek out the Planned Parenthood in your area and they will give you helpful advice. We all need help at times and they will be able to provide it. That's true. And then the OP said, I've been to the doctor, midwife, and I'm currently into two therapies and an online CBT course. I told my friends and family how I'm feeling, and they just keep telling me to go with it, and I'm really trying. Another said, Snowwoofers 515115 said, I just want to tell you, you are loved. I'm sorry you're going through this so much, but please, please don't leave this earth. Stay for your dollar, if nothing else, because you will get through this. Get through today. Worry about later. Later. Sweet hugs, sweet mama. And OP said, thank you, I'm really trying. Wow. It's really hard. Because this is a big, you know, big thing that was just given to this person out of the blue. Like, they had this child before, and now out of the blue, they have to take care of this other child. It's just hard. Megan0211 said, if you don't think you can make it 17 more weeks, try to take it one day by day. Talk to your doctor about the way you're feeling. You're experiencing a surge of hormones on top of your just normal life. That's true. In the grand scheme of things, 17 weeks may feel like forever, but picture your life a year from now. Things could be so different, and you will be so proud of yourself for making it through this part of your life. Are there any pregnancy support groups near you? I hope you find support you need. I hope you find the support you need. My inbox is open if you need to talk or just vent. Oh, you're strong enough to get through this, and I believe everyone's story was already written, so you were made for this. To be a mama to two little ones. They need you. OP replied, thank you for your kind comment. Yeah, I mean, that's amazing that that person, Megan, said that their inbox is always open. So that's a good thing, because you can just talking about it, talking with other people who might have gone through this, who were pregnant, definitely will help with this. If you can look for any support groups in your area, pregnancy support groups, I would also, that's also a good idea to do. But it's just really hard, I think, for me, because I'm a man, so I don't ever have to experience this. And so it feels bad that I'm reacting to this or talking and giving my opinion, because I never had to go to the pain of being pregnant or giving birth. And I'm never going to have that experience. I'm never going to get to feel what it feels to do that. And I don't know if I'm going to say that I'm thankful for that, because it's a very tough thing. And women have to do that all the time. Well, not all, every day, but like, every time they have a child, they have to go through all that. They have to go through the 9 months of carrying a human in them, then the birth. So it's very tough. It's very tough for them. And I don't envy them, but I am grateful. I'm grateful for my mom for carrying me for like 9 months, but like, it's very tough for a woman to have to go through that. I feel like, and they're strong because of that. They're strong because of that. And nature would not have done it if they knew they couldn't handle it. They know that men cannot handle it, because to be honest with you, I think we're weak. Because I mean, I get a paper cut and I'm like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. But women have to go through pregnancy. That's crazy. Like, I don't know. I don't know how they do it. It always amazes me how they do it. And I hope for the best for this person. And this was posted 2 months ago, at time of recording. So 2 months ago, June 3rd. So around like, I'm going to say April, beginning of April. So I don't know how much, because it's April, May, June, July, August, September. So it's been 5 months since they posted this, from when you guys are hearing this. So I don't know if we have an update. Hopefully they're doing better, But yeah, I mean, like this person said, think about how it's going to be like a year from now. You're going to be proud of this part of your life that you went through this. And, you know, you're going to be with two little ones. And that's going to be amazing. That's going to be fun for you to, you know, raise them. They need you. And like they said, the other person said, don't leave us. Don't leave this world. Your children need you. And it just sucks. I think that man left you. The father, right? I'm not just assuming it's a father. Yeah, the father. What a coward for leaving. I mean, seriously, like, they just up and left, like, oh no, I got her pregnant, let me leave. Like, dude, you already had that first pregnancy. Now you're leaving with the second one? Like, if you didn't want to have a child, you need to think about this. Because it's not just because you want to have fun with your wife or with your... I don't know if they're married, but with this person, if you're gonna do it, for lack of a better word, raw, I mean, there's gonna be consequences to your actions. So this is why there's protection. This is why there's ways to do things. You didn't do that, and that's your fault. You should probably own up to that and stop being a coward and just actually take care of your child, because that's your responsibility as the father. Right? The mother is not expected to do it on their own, but mothers do it all the time because, you know, fathers leave them. And I don't know what to say. I mean, they do it all the time. They shouldn't, but they do. And they're sometimes even better as a solo instead of two parents. So I don't know. This is definitely a very interesting story and a very hard story to read. So hopefully everything goes great in the pregnancy. Hopefully nothing goes bad, and then by the time you're all hearing this, hopefully that baby's born and they're alive and doing well, especially the mother too. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, and say goodbye. So that's going to do it for this episode of the 2 Cents Podcast. We appreciate you for joining us. We appreciate you for being here. Make sure to go down below. There's going to be a few links down there. The first two links are going to be two of the links are going to be so that you can submit your own stories, and we can give you our 2 cents on those stories. Or you can submit other people's stories that you find online. If you're on Reddit, you look at a good story, you're like, Jose's going to like that. He's going to like reacting to that. Yeah, I want his 2 cents on that. You can submit it down below there so we can give you our 2 cents on both of those. You can also follow us on various social media platforms, as well as you can listen to us on different podcasting platforms. There's going to be a link tree to that down below. We're on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Podcast or Music or whatever it is, and many others. You can find it there. You can also, down below in the comments, let us know what you think about this podcast. Let us know what you think about these stories. Give us your 2 cents on these stories. Give us your 2 cents on our podcast. And give us a review as well. Share it with your friends. Give us a like and all that good and fun stuff, so that we know what you think of the podcast and if you actually like it and if we should actually keep doing this, because you might not even like the podcast and we're just doing it for us. But even if you don't like it, I'm still going to do it because it's fun for me to do. Anyway, we'll see you next week for another episode of the 2 cents Podcast that comes out on Tuesday, September 23rd. So we'll see you then for another episode of the 2 cents Podcast. Until then, have fun. Have a good time. If you find a story, let us know. Submit them to the links down below, and we'll react to them. See ya.
Thanks for listening to 2 Cents Podcast.